You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi. On today's episode, I'm airing a replay from an Instagram Live that I did with Jillian Francis Music, that's her handle, who had us on her page to interview me and Bree Noble, all on increasing your streams of income as a musician, music teacher, or coach, you know, the landscape of the music industry these days, especially post-pandemic, and so many other juicy things. It's a little bit on the longer side, so I'm going to keep the intro short, but I want to mention one thing before we dive in, and that is, as you'll hear in this episode, Bree and I's program Out to Launch is now open for enrollment. So you can head to katiezaccardi.com/out-to-launch for more information and to apply. This program is for you if you are a music teacher or music coach, music industry coach who is looking to launch a new program, or a musician who wants to have a new side hustle doing one of those things, coaching or teaching people on the side. So if that's you, if you have an idea for a program, or maybe you've tried to launch a program before or fill up spots for your voice coaching or something like that, but it didn't quite go as planned, this is for you. In this program, we take you from idea to fully executed launch in just 4 months. So check out the program by heading to katiezaccardi.com/out-to-launch. If you have any questions, you are welcome to direct message me on Instagram at katiezaccardi. Otherwise, though, applications close on Wednesday, June 30th, so you do want to act fast. And there's more information inside of this episode as well. We talk about it a little bit at the end, so stay tuned for that. All right, let's go ahead and dive in.
All right. So, well, today we are going to be talking about how to turn your musician expertise into an actual income stream for artists. So I would love for you guys to introduce yourselves a little bit about what you guys are doing, because I am so excited for you guys to be here. I know my audience would be really interested in what you guys are doing and for artists and what you can kind of give to them.
Yeah. So I'm Katie Zaccardi. I am a music industry coach for music teachers, musicians, and other music coaches. And Bree and I have partnered to really work on helping musicians create another stream of income, or helping people who are already music teachers or music coaches be able to successfully launch or relaunch their programs so that they can make more money and bring in a more substantial income. You know, my goal as a coach in general is to help musicians build sustainable music careers without burnout and be able to make more money. So that's exactly what we're able to do inside of Out to Launch, which is the group program that we'll be running starting in July.
Nice. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. I am Bree Noble. I'm the founder of Profitable Musician. I've been working with musicians for about the past 6 years after founding Women of Substance, which is a platform for musicians to really get female musicians to get more visibility for what their music and stuff. So I'm excited to be doing this because I love seeing musicians really be able to capitalize on their knowledge and expertise. And I know Katie and I have both done that in our business, and it feels so good to be able to use your skills and knowledge and passion and all that to help other people and help them to gain skills that then they can, you know, because they've learned from you, then they are going to thrive. So during this, you know, time of, it's been the pandemic, like I've seen a lot of musicians pivoting and a lot of musicians wanting to pivot and not knowing how to do it. And so that's why we came up with this challenge that we're helping musicians to figure out the best offer for them to add an income stream to their business.
I love it. I'd love to dig a little bit deeper into, so you've been hearing that a lot, especially with the pandemic, that artists are pivoting. So what does that mean, pivot?
Well, pivoting is basically, you know, you've been doing mainly one thing or maybe just a couple of things to make money and then realize, I need to readjust. Artists, especially last year, you know, we all know what artists went through. Suddenly all of their performances just being shut down and really not being able to, in most places in the world, do that for an entire year. And so it's not just the income stream that you were making from, you know, your actual performance fees, but then you're selling less merch and you know, maybe you're growing your fan base a little bit slower because you're not doing live performances and then you're selling less online. And, you know, it's a ripple effect of what happened with the pandemic. And so, you know, back in last, I think, April, Bandzoogle asked me to do something for their audience to help them figure out how to start teaching online, because they were hearing a lot from their audience too, that like they really wanted to pivot and move into a new income stream to replace what they lost, and they really didn't know how. And so that's when I kind of taught this very scrappy way to just get started, you know, and start getting people in, whether it's just one-on-one clients or group program or a course or a membership site. It all really depends on where you are in business at the moment, like what kind of an audience you have, and you know, what kind of thing you're trying to teach, and how the best way is to get, you know, people to learn that particular thing.
Definitely. And I think, like, I had a lot of people at the beginning of the pandemic being like, how are you having success? How are your clients having success? Because a lot of them had come from gigging, and it was really hard for them to wrap their brains around how to adapt this online, how to still make money. And the reality is that, you know, whether you gig or not, whether you lost gigs or not, we are moving into a space that is even more and more digital. And especially in the music industry, like, yes, in-person gigs are going to come back, and that is incredible, and that's going to be a very lucrative and enjoyable experience for us all, but there's still going to be the online space that's flourishing. And if what happened in 2020 was so unexpected, and to be quite honest with you, it's not over yet. Like, yes, it's getting better, but there's predictions of new waves, new variants, you know, it's not, we're not like in the clear, and we're not in the clear for this or something else never ever happening again. And so in order to best prepare yourself for something like that, and also just to, you know, maybe you get something happens to your voice, or you break your hand and you have to stop gigging, right? Like, things like that can happen. And if that happens, what next? You need to have multiple streams of income, backup streams of income, other ways that you can make money so that you're not losing your whole livelihood if one thing gets taken out. And with the online space, being able to do something like coach or teach and share your talents, it's a really good way to do that. And I know that a lot of musicians have maybe like opinions, or they think, you know, I'm not a real musician, or I'm kind of a sellout if I coach or teach, or, you know, I feel like I don't want to do that because then I'm not really full time, or I'm taking time away from my musicianship. Both of us really, you know, want to share that, like, that is not true. Like, you can have both, you could do both, you could be both. And what's more important, like, suffering and not having money, or being able to, like, have the time and freedom and financial freedom that you want and are desiring in your life?
Yeah, and seriously, you're going to be able to do more for your musician career if you've got that stable income, because then maybe you can invest what you want in, like, the right producer for your next record, mm-hmm. or, you know, the right PR agent to help get your new album really a lot more traction than you could on your own. And you can't do that when you're, like, just scraping by all the time. Musician, we do not want to see musicians in that, like, starving musician mentality.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you guys. Like, I tell my clients all the time, and I agree with you. I think musicians get stuck in this mindset of, oh, I have to be the starving artist. That's how we were taught, right? We were taught that artists have to give in order to be successful without any foundation of, like, what is that? Like, we were taught that. We were taught that we need a manager. We need to be...
We need
to have support because we can't do it ourselves.
Yeah,
that has been ingrained in the musician's mind forever, which I know you guys agree with. And it is so fascinating and fun. I mean, I just went through this about a year and a half ago, where I was in that space. I was like, I quit my day job. I was like, full-time musician. I was like, I can't do this. I don't want to be a starting artist. Like, I want to make money. Like, and that whole year, or not whole year, I'd say like 6 months into you know, the musician starving artist thing, I couldn't do any of the creative stuff. I didn't write a song for a year until I found my own love for coaching and got my business up and running too. And now I do have that financial and time freedom where I wrote my first two songs in a year. And it was like, oh, wow, look at this. So it really does say something to, you know, knowing how to run a business. And then just all this, knowing this, will help you when the labels come knocking at your door and you get to decide. You have the freedom and the independent knowledge to run your own business the way that you want and not get burned out, like Katie, you were saying, because that's a big part of it.
Yeah. And I think there's like a misconception that, like, right now labels want to see you be pretty much, and publishers want to see you pretty much be developed before they even sign you. So even if we're looking at this from a purely independent musician standpoint, like, you need to develop yourself. Well, how are you going to have the time and energy to develop yourself? Yes, you definitely can have a full-time job. You could have a part-time job that has nothing to do with music, for sure. But the sometimes tricky thing about being a musician is that it requires off days or late nights and stuff like that. And that's where having, you know, what some might call a side hustle, what we just really call is like additional income stream or whatnot, comes in handy, because you can control it. You know, you could do a self-paced hands-off course. You could do a one-on-one program where the schedule works with your schedule and you don't have to worry about bosses or weird schedules or taking off or any of that stuff. And you can still have the income come in.
Yeah. And what if that dream tour does come up? Then you can do some stuff on the road if you need to, and not like, you know, have to say no to some great opportunity because you've got a full-time job or you've got something tying down. So I definitely agree with that. And also, you know, the headspace that it takes up to be in that like starving artist mentality of like, how am I going to pay my bills? You know, all of that. That's why you can't write for an entire year, because you have no headspace to be creative, because all you're thinking about is, how am I going to make it through the month?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's so interesting. So if anybody is listening and has any questions, please feel free. You have three amazing, I mean, I'm going to put myself in three amazing music business coaches here at your disposal to answer your questions about any of the side, you know, additional income streams that you can make as a musician. So I would love to hear a little bit more about, you know, for you and what your clients have done in the past, and then like what, you know, this particular program that you're launching, what different additional income streams have you worked with before?
Sure. I'll jump in on that one. Well, for me, I actually was a touring musician before I started with my first program, which was the Female Musician Academy, which was actually a membership. But before that, I was a touring musician. And for me, the reason that I wanted to pivot was because I had young kids. And for a long time, I was dragging them on tour with me because they were little and I could. And then when they got older, you know, they were tied down too. They had to go to school and they didn't want me to be gone all the time. And frankly, after a certain amount of time, I didn't want to be gone all the time. And so that was the reason that I pivoted. And the first thing I launched was a membership, only because I had built up my audience quite a bit with the Women of Substance platform. And so I was able to do that. But I've definitely, I've done one-on-ones. I've done, I have a course. I have also worked in group programs as well. So those are kind of the four things that we encourage people to consider as their offer that they're going to launch. And in the music space, I have one person that really stands out to me is somebody who was a performing artist, and she did really well with booking. You know, she had gotten a lot of gigs. She would get 200 gigs a year or something, you know, really in her local area, and she didn't tour. And so people are like, how are you doing this? And she'd get a lot of questions about that, and she'd offer advice. And finally she decided, well, obviously this is information that people don't know, because I keep getting questions. So I'm going to create a course on it. So I helped her market the first launch of that course, which is called Book Like a Boss. And she's launched it now. That was in 2017. So she's launched it for 4 years. And that's been a great source of income for her alongside with of the performances that she does. And in the music space also, I have helped people launch courses in music licensing. I've helped someone launch a membership teaching people how to play fiddle. So there's a lot of different things that you can consider and different media for how you can offer it. I also have somebody who does one-on-one coaching on like goal setting and, you know, productivity and stuff like that, accountability. And so, you know, based upon what it is that you want to help people with, the position you are in business right now, if you don't have a big audience, you can just start doing one-on-one. And that is going to get you into that mode of like, okay, this is, you know, experiencing like how you work with people and how you like to teach and all of that. And then as you move forward, then you can potentially launch bigger things later. I know that's kind of how Katie got started with one-on-one.
Yeah. So I got started as a wellness coach. You know, I was a musician. I worked in the music industry, music publishing, music marketing, pretty much I just pretty much did everything to dumb it down for our IG Live time constraints. But I experienced all facets, but I was also someone who experienced anxiety. And so I started as a wellness coach because I really wanted to help musicians overcome burnout, stress, etc. See a lot of wellness coaches popping up, which is really exciting because I love to see that happening, you know, talking about mental health and wellness a little bit more in the music industry. But I eventually pivoted to be a business coach. However, throughout my journey, I really focused and still do focus a lot on one-on-one coaching. And then I did migrate to like high ticket group programs, but I've launched courses, I've launched memberships even. Bree and I talk about that a little bit in our failed launch bonus training we do inside of the free challenge Facebook group, because not everything worked out, but that's okay. And so like Bree said, she did the membership, I've done some higher ticket stuff, and so we have like a pretty well-rounded scope for different offers and success in launching those and running those, which is really exciting. But I have had clients or students who have done so many different things. Like one of my clients, she has courses around writing songs and being able to self-produce your own EP. So people can come to her and go from like starting out as a songwriter to like having a fully produced EP, which is amazing. One of my clients who was in the last round about to launch, he does he's like an executive assistant for artists. So the artists who want to take more time off their hands and be able to create more, he does all the business stuff. He'll apply for grants. Like he steps in. And so it's not like getting a coach, but it's getting an assistant, which is amazing. I've had clients who teach people how to start on OutSchool, which is like a music coaching platform that you can use. So as you can see, it's not just all business stuff. A lot of it's creative, some of it's business stuff, but not in a way you'd even expect. Some of it's business stuff and it's very niche, but I think there's a lot of ways, you know, and of course we've all worked with like vocal coaches, voice teachers, stuff like that, you know, guitar teachers who are just, you know, booking out their music studios and whatnot. So I've had a lot of success with my clients who've been able to grow online in unique ways and in unique niches or expertise. And that is what really makes it work, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I think it doesn't have to be music. Like you can want to bring something to the community of musicians, like Katie did with wellness, mm-hmm. you know, like I did with business and marketing, because yeah. I didn't see a lot of people teaching that back in 2015. And, you know, there are people like they want to teach musicians how to do their bookkeeping or teach them, you know, how to get tax write-offs or, you know, like all, or teach them about dealing with stage fright. Like there's so many things that aren't necessarily quote, you know, music industry stuff that musicians do need to learn, because we are business owners and, you know, we are people who need to stay in good mental health and all of that. So
yeah.
There's a lot of different directions you can go.
Yeah. I think you brought up two gems that I want to circle back and reiterate. One is one of the main things that I took from what you said was, as a musician, you are more than just your music, right? You are you as an essence is what people are drawn to. So you're going to have more skills outside of just the music that you can put into a business that you're still going to feel fulfilled with. So I wanted to reiterate that. I think that was really, really, really solid. As well as, you know, in order to even, you know, figure those things out as an artist, brainstorm it. Think about those questions that people always come to you on. Think about your strengths. Think about what lights you up and make it anything. That doesn't have to just be music because you are more than your music. So I just wanted to reiterate that because when you guys said that, that was like, yes.
Yeah.
Very important.
And you know what? Even think about successful artists. Like I said earlier, I think a lot of artists have it in their head of like, I can't do that. I can't teach because if I teach, I'm not really giving my music my all or whatever. But think about the people, even Harry Styles, I saw like registered a trademark for a perfume thing and he's acting. And you've got so many artists who have clothing lines or fashion lines. And yes, I know that they're at the top and they have the capital to do it. But my point is, interest-wise and business-wise, they're actually not just pigeonholing themselves to music. They are expanding. So you can expand too, and it doesn't have to be in a specific order or with a specific thing. Like, you can expand now however you want to and with whatever passion you have or skill you have that you can pass on to other people.
Yeah, and I think something cool that we bring to this is that we are musicians and we understand, you know, kind of the world that musicians live in, as far as we talked about earlier about like starving artists and all that, and also just kind of the mindset blocks that musicians have around earning money and, you know, feeling that what you have is valuable enough for people to pay you for. And I mean, we've definitely learned from other people in other industries, but we've both experienced that, like, a lot of times you go into those situations and people just don't get it. Like, they don't get what it's like to be in the music industry.
Yeah.
And the things that we have to deal with are a little bit unique. And so that's why we're so excited to be bringing this to the music community specifically, because I feel like we can really understand you and speak your language.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you guys have any other things you want to add? Do you want to talk a little bit about the program?
Sure. So Out to Launch is a group program that, for anyone who follows me, you might remember I launched it back in January. And then I guess it was April that Brie approached me like, hey, have you ever done something like this? And I was like, yes. And she's like, I really want to, but I don't want to do it alone. And I was like, come join me. Let's collaborate, because that would be amazing. So we are collaborating, and we kind of came together. We made the program so much better than it was before, because of course now Brie's involved, and we've also just we went through the curriculum, you know, we took feedback from the last round. We said, how can we make this so much better? So the curriculum's been upgraded. You get both Brie and I as coaches on the inside, and we're taking on a really specific group of people. Like, only people who are perfect fits for the program will be admitted in, allowed in. I don't know.
We are spending 4 months together, so we definitely want to make sure you're the perfect fit.
Yes.
Makes sense. Totally makes sense.
Yeah, and then you get both of us as coaches inside to help you really focus in on your business, your offer, and get it launched.
Amazing. That sounds awesome. Is there any last gems, any last words, tidbits that you would like to share to our listeners?
I would just say that, you know, I always have coaching in my business. I always seek out people that are already doing what I want to do. And so that's our goal with it, is to be like, hey, we've been able to do this. We see your potential and we want to help you get there.
I love that.
I agree. Don't be afraid to invest in your business.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so, so much for all of your knowledge. I'll see you guys soon.
Bye. Thanks for chatting.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty, host of the Punk Rock NBA podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. My podcast is all about doing what you love for a living, and every week I sit down and talk to people who have done exactly that. For example, musicians like Tommy from Between the Buried and Me, Matt from Periphery, Lil Lotus and Shinigami, among many others, photographers, artists, designers, YouTubers like Glenn Fricker and Sarah Dici, and I unpack exactly how they got to where they are today with the goal of helping you do the same. So if that sounds cool, you can listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com, and I'll see you there.